some breaking news on the morning program, and I suspect we will hear a lot more about this as the day proceeds. Now, this concerns one of WA's largest and oldest building companies. The company is Cooper and Oxley. Cooper and Oxley. They're based in Jolimont. They've been around for more than 60 years, and they've built hundreds of projects, big and small. They built the brand new Scarborough Beach swimming pool. They've built the Butler Railway Station, a whole bunch of Aldi supermarkets. They've done part of the Belmont Forum redevelopment, the Karratha Hospital, so on and so on. Lots and lots of projects Cooper and Oxley are responsible for. Now, I have a letter here that is dated yesterday, and I understand was sent to subcontractors who have a relationship with Cooper and Oxley yesterday. The letter is headed Notice of Suspension of Works. I'll read from the letter. It says, this letter is to advise that works have been suspended by Cooper and Oxley Builders Proprietary Limited. Accordingly, and this is, again, this letter is to subbies. Accordingly, no further work should be undertaken by you. At this stage, Cooper and Oxley is reviewing its financial viability, and you will be advised in writing of the status and whether works will be proceeding and whether you will be required to continue to undertake works. That's what the letter says. It continues, in regard to any account which is or may be due to you, Cooper and Oxley is presently not in a position to pay this, subject to the financial review being undertaken. The letter goes on to say that Cooper and Oxley will provide an update on their financial position within 1 week. The letter also says that subbies who have any tools on any of their sites should email an email address with the details, and a time will be arranged where they can come and pick those tools up. Now, that's the letter. This morning, we've attempted to call Cooper and Oxley. We have tried to call one of the directors, George Hample. We haven't had any luck in getting in touch with him. We've also called the Building Commission. They are just becoming aware of this. No comment back from them yet. And just to be really clear, it is appropriate if any company believes that it can't meet its obligations, then the directors have a responsibility under company law not to trade while they are insolvent. So this letter to me looks like the directors of Cooper and Oxley have reached a point where they are not confident that they can meet their commitments. So at the very least, they've hit the pause button. Now, we've spoken to some other people in the know in the building industry this morning, and they say that Cooper and Oxley are one of the big guys. They may well be having a cash flow issue due to complications with one big or some big projects. So to be really clear, it doesn't necessarily follow from this letter saying that payments are not being made at the moment. It doesn't automatically that the company has hit the skids and will call in administrators. But clearly Cooper and Oxley in some difficulty. We'll try and bring you more information on this before the program's over.